Financial supports for those out of work in Sydney's lockdown are changing again. Disaster payments to workers will be bolstered from next week, matching the levels of the original JobKeeper scheme. And bigger businesses who've seen turnover fall will be given more of a hand as well. But the calls to bring back JobKeeper continue, with some arguing the two schemes are becoming so similar, there's no clear reason not to make the change. Political reporter Tom Lowry is at Parliament House.
An acknowledgement from the Prime Minister that Sydney's lockdown is going to be long and it's going to be tough.
We have to push through this lockdown in Sydney. There is no other shortcut. There's no other way through. We have to just hunker down and push through.
But for those who've lost work, it's going to get a little bit less terrible. JobKeeper still isn't coming back, but COVID support payments are going up, matching the levels of the JobKeeper scheme when it was first introduced. Those currently receiving $600 a week will, from next week, receive $750. And those currently receiving $375 a week will, from next week, receive $450. After copping criticism for excluding those receiving welfare payments from support, the government has shifted. Those on payments like JobSeeker or Youth Allowance will receive $200 a week on top of their ordinary payments if they've lost 8 hours or more of work. Scott Morrison.
The whole point of this is that people aren't able to earn that extra income they were earning. And these payments are there to support them, to ensure that there is some recognition of that, that they have been prevented from doing that, and this will provide them some additional support.
The changes have been welcomed by the community sector, pleased to see some support for some on welfare. But Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Services says she can't understand why support isn't being extended further, including those on welfare, but out of work altogether.
This is not what the government did this time last year. When we had the serious lockdowns this time last year, we had a comprehensive package of income support which gave priority to those with the least.
Business supports are changing too, with more bigger businesses to be made eligible. Eligibility for the payments is being expanded from businesses up to $50 million in turnover to $250 million. Turnover still has to have fallen more than 30%, and payments will still cover 40% of payroll, between $1,500 and $100,000 per week, up from a limit of $10,000. Damien Kelly from Business Sydney says it's a huge change.
We were finding that medium and larger companies were completely missing out, and the threshold of a $10,000 maximum payment really wasn't making any impact whatsoever. So we're pleasantly relieved.
Lifting the turnover threshold to $250 million is only going to bring in fewer than 2,000 companies. But they're large, covering roughly 300,000 employees. And Damien Kelly says just because they're big doesn't mean they're not struggling.
Just because you're a big company doesn't mean that on all occasions you have the financial capacity to withhold some of the blows that they've been taking.
Unions are still wondering why the government won't bring back JobKeeper. Michelle O'Neill from the ACTU says if you've got a scheme that works, stick with it.
I think they're trying to make up a reason why they can't do something that worked. What we know is that it saved millions of jobs last year.
Scott Morrison says JobKeeper is too blunt an instrument for the task.
When we did JobKeeper, we had to employ it across the whole country, all at once, and we did it for 6 months. What we need now is the focused effort on where the need is right now. And so it can be turned on and off to the extent that we have outbreaks that occur.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, ending that report from Tom Lowry.